Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on significance of Sonmarg Tunnel project. The participants are Deepak Das, journalist, and Niharika Bhuvania, anchor.
Good evening and welcome to today's edition of Spotlight. Well, today indeed marks a pivotal moment because today is when the Sonmarg Tunnel was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. It's time we get to know more about this tunnel. Let's begin by talking about the significance of this project, of the Sonmarg Tunnel. Can you quickly walk us through how this project is also going to aid the region in terms of bringing it at par with the rest of the country?
One of the biggest thing that has been a problem for all hilly states, including Jammu and Kashmir, is the better high quality and better connectivity. As we know, Sonmarg is known as winter destination. You get a lot of snowfall, so people like to come there. But because of this earlier existing road, during winters, you would have been a huge snowfall, and so people could not go. Vehicles would get stuck for days, months. So this particular tunnel was designed to ensure that people can travel across that particular hilly area without any problem. So initially it was known as Jedmore Tunnel, primarily because that road was almost like a Jed. Initially right. It was designed as a Jedmore Tunnel, but after the completion of this entire project, it has been named as Sonmarg Tunnel, primarily because it gives you direct connectivity to Sonmarg. So once this project gets completed, has been completed, and it will be open to public maybe by tomorrow morning for normal commuters to take that road, the travel time will be reduced in a very significant manner. Beyond that, the main issue with all these roads is to provide round the year all-weather connectivity, winter, summer. So this particular tunnel will ensure that people can travel across the year. I think one of the biggest things that will happen is now we are in winters, you know, already there is snowfall. Correct. Hopefully, we'll start seeing the benefit of people going to Sonmarg for winter tourism, winter sports. That is going to come as a big boost to the entire area's economy. I can tell you something that Prime Minister talked about today, that look at the benefit that Jammu Kashmir gets because of these infrastructure projects. Dhawa walas, taxi walas, people, shopkeepers, cloth sellers, everyone gets business. I think this tunnel should not be looked at only as a tunnel, but actually it's a tunnel of growth that is taking to the economic activities of this entire region.
Definitely, and from what we hear, it is going to reduce the travel time from 2 hours to 15 minutes, which is quite a lot. And the second point, of course, providing connectivity all through the year, whereas earlier in the winter months, this region used to be completely closed for travel. And now let's listen into a report from our correspondents, Tariq Rathar and Ishfaq Shah from Sonmarg, Gandarbal.
Situated at an altitude of over 8,650 feet above sea level, around 6.5 kilometers, Sonmarg Tunnel is an engineering marvel that was completed in about 8 years with an investment of over ₹2,700 crore. It will enhance all-weather connectivity between Srinagar and Sonmarg en route to Leh, bypassing landslide and avalanche routes and ensuring safer and uninterrupted access to the strategically critical Ladakh region. The tunnel will boost up domestic and international tourism in Sonmarg. The assurance of inclusive, peaceful, prosperous and developed Jammu and Kashmir is the guarantee which echoed in today's address of Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Shutkadi Sonmarg in Gandarbal district of Central Kashmir.
Speaking of tourism, now Sonmarg is an attractive destination and it could also come up as a premier ski resort. And apart from tourism, I see a boost in economic activity as well. So can you briefly talk to us about how it is going to help the entire region, as also bring it at par with the rest of the country in terms of economic activity, boosting tourism and just generally connecting the area as a whole?
It's a 6.4 kilometer tunnel and it's a bi-directional tunnel. It means you can go and also you can come back. One interesting part of this project of the tunnel has an escape tunnel. So in case of an emergency, people can be taken out. So why these are important? Primarily because when we say seamless connectivity, non-stop connectivity, so it must be ensured that at no point of time, people should not get stuck. That's point number one. Second thing that you talked about, how this will bring economic growth to that entire region. See, tourism is one of the biggest job creator for a country like ours. So once you have more number of tourists, think of a situation before maybe 2 years, 5 years, for 6 or 8 months when this particular region should have got maximum business, was not getting anything, primarily because people could not reach. Now once people reach there, they spend more time, there will be more resorts, there will be more shops that will be open up. People will get a lot of jobs. To my understanding, there has been some kind of study by the Road Transport Ministry. They have estimated that economic activity in this entire region because of this particular tunnel is going to increase by 30%. So if that happens, happens. Look at the benefit this entire region will get. As I told you, it's beyond just economic activities. Look at the benefit of common man that they will get, providing connectivity to hospitals. Now, during winters, it's very difficult for those people to get basic facilities. They need to store, that entire area need to store petroleum products and food items. Now, we can actually get it throughout the year. So economic activity, ease of living, and people way of living, living standard, and their entire way of livelihood, that will change forever.
For sure. And, I've also heard that earlier commuters had to stay overnight in Kargil to finish their journey. But I think this tunnel is going to not only shorten the distance, also shorten the time and also shorten the ease and convenience of commuting across, right? And apart from that, I feel that this tunnel is located in an area which needs a lot of safety measures. Earlier, it was an avalanche-prone area. So can you talk to us about the safety measures that have been put in place for commuters? And of course, mobile connectivity, radio connectivity could also be low in the region. So what measures have been put in place to take care of that so that commuters are informed of real-time updates, roadblocks, detours, etc.?
See, as of now, we have made a lot of progress in tunnel construction in our country. Tunneling system within the tunnel, whether it's ventilation, as you talked about, communication, alerting people about problems ahead. So we have crossed a lot of miles in past few years. So all those systems have been put in this tunnel, which are also in parts of other tunnels. I think one thing that we need to understand is what you talked about, natural calamities, like these tunnels are made only to avoid that. So there is no question of facing that kind of problem in the future. A second point is, as I told you, there is an escape tunnel. There will be people, there will be, complete command and control center, which will see everything happening there. There are CCTV cameras. So every incident management will be taken care of to ensure that commuters don't face any problem. Beyond that, if I can tell you, this tunnel, it was designed as a part of a larger project, because the idea is to increase the connectivity or ensure that there is seamless connectivity between Srinagar and Leh, which is a strategically important road and entire road. This tunnel is a smaller one. It's only 6.5 kilometers. The next tunnel which is coming up is Jojila Tunnel. Once this Jojila Tunnel gets completed, then you can ensure that people can travel throughout the year from Srinagar to Leh. Now, because of this tunnel, the travel time will come down, primarily because you are saving almost like more than 2 hours, as you rightly said. But once the Jojila Mode tunnel gets completed, and also few other tunnels which are on that particular road, once those gets completed, it will be of great help for people to travel throughout the year. There will be tourism in this entire region throughout the year. I think, as you rightly said also, that there is a high possibility of getting winter sports activities, those becoming the hub of winter sports in the near future. That's going to happen. Another thing that the ministers, Prime Minister and even Chief Minister, everyone talked in that particular event today program, that this will improve the movement of defense forces, their vehicles. Tunnels have been designed in a manner that our defense force vehicles can grow without any hindrance. The idea is this entire network of tunnels on the Srinagar and Leh stretch are designed for 3-4 major things. Number one, as we said, to ensure there is a connectivity throughout the year. Number two, that there is more economic activities, primarily because of tourism. Third, huge strategic importance. Those will be ensured. And the fourth, ease of living and quality of living. That will be much better.
In fact, my next question was going to be on defense, because the way we see it, this tunnel system is going to serve a very important function in the defense needs of the country, in catering to the defense ecosystem of the country as a whole. And there also comes a need for agencies and for the government to put in place stricter safety and security measures. So do you want to quickly talk to us about that as well?
Yeah, if we can go back to last year, there's a very unfortunate incident. 7 workers were killed at that site close to that tunnel. After that, there was a complete overhaul, or rather relook at the entire security system at all structures, or at all major structures. And to my understanding, every necessary steps have been taken to ensure that nothing goes out of way. And also one bigger thing, that is, once development happens, you will see that the people will become the partner. Once they become stakeholder partner, 80% of problems are solved. Tunnels, roads, those bring prosperity to people. So they will become a partner of this entire thing. Another point that I'd like to tell you, during this inauguration session, Prime Minister talked about how several other projects are being taken in entire Jammu and Kashmir. And he said that it's the crown of the country and the crown has to be the best. And he said that until this crown gets at the top, I'll not rest. Point is that beyond this tunnel, on the Jojila tunnel, we'll see the Chenab Bridge getting operational. You know, this train service will start from Jammu to Kashmir, what Prime Minister also talked about. Then you have Delhi to Katra. Expressway is coming up. What everyone is talking about, bringing Delhi close to Srinagar. So a lot of effort, lot of impact, a lot of focus is being put. An entire Jammu and Kashmir, Srinagar, untouched part of Kashmir, so that, you know, people get the benefit of infrastructure development. I can add one more point. There's a huge focus on ropeways in Jammu and Kashmir. Today, Minister Highways Nitin Gadkari talked about 5 major ropeway projects coming up in Jammu and Kashmir. Once you have tunnels, one you have ropeways, then rail connectivity, which were never almost like unheard of for Jammu and Kashmir. Those things are happening. So the larger message is that government is committed to ensure that Jammu and Kashmir gets its due. As it was also talked about, the people have shown faith in the last election. If you see, the number of people came out to cast vote without any violence and not even a single re-poll at any of the polling booth. So when all these things happen, you have infrastructure, people buying it, people accepting it. I think these are brighter days for Jammu and Kashmir.
Definitely. And I think throughout our conversation, we've also spoken about so many unique features of the tunnel. In fact, it's been called an engineering marvel, right? So do you want to also talk to us about the strategic points of this tunnel? Like, for example, it is shortening the time. It is reducing the route length from 49 to 43 kilometers. What is the capacity of this tunnel? That's going to be my second last question to you. And just as we are about to wind up the conversation, what is the larger message that the Prime Minister wants to convey to the people of India, and specifically to the people of Jammu and Kashmir through this project?
Through this project, what he said, that we have now made it a habit that what we start, we complete. To tell you about this Sonmarg tunnel, the foundation stone was laid in 2013, but it took long time for the project to start. After that, it got stuck because the company that got this entire project was in mess. Then the government took it up in actual work. If you see, it started in 2018. So in past 6 years, that project has been completed. So the message is the government is going to ensure that they take every possible step to see that projects that are starting get completed and people get the benefit of it. So far as the other point that you talked about, uniqueness of this project, this has been built at a very high level from the sea level. So these are difficult place to work. For 6 months, if you have, you know, like snowfall, then how can you work? So the working period for laborers, for the construction companies, come down very significantly. Today during the event, someone was making a point that because of this tunnel, the work at Jojila tunnel will now get faster, primarily because you will get supply during the entire year. So when you have these difficult places where environment, the weather is completely harsh, second, Himalaya is younger one. So you have to take a lot of precautions to ensure that nothing goes wrong during construction. So it was a very tough project. It took very long time, almost like 6 years. Every possible step has been taken. I think this project is an example of how determined government, determined construction companies, and if people provide you full support, everything can be completed in time.
Absolutely. And you know what they say, right? The first step is always the hardest. And in fact, now I observe that that must have also probably added on to the cost of building the tunnel and the entire project. But now that the first part or the first phase is complete, the others are going to get progressively easier. And in fact, do you also see a push in education in the region in terms of higher education? Do you see more students going towards the state or towards this entire region to pursue their higher education? Or, like, you know, earlier students would probably move out. Do you see them staying in the state and contributing to its growth and development in any way?
That's what Prime Minister also talked about during his speech, that new hospitals are opening, educational institutions are coming up, and Jammu and Kashmir saying goodbye to terrorism militancy. See, when all these things come together, when you have infrastructure, safety, security, people become partner of development, everything happens. So educational institutions will also come up. Already those have started coming up. And obviously, some people will come out of one state, study some in some other place. But once you have educational facilities, hospitals, healthcare system, everything, people will like to stay there. After the abrogation of 370, we have started seeing those becoming the reality. So I don't see any doubt that because of infrastructure development and government's focus on development, we will see more educational institutions, more training institutes coming up in Jammu and Kashmir.
Definitely, and I'm afraid time does not allow us to go any further, so this is where we will have to wind up our conversation. Thank you so much for joining us this evening, Mr. Deepak. It was a pleasure being in conversation with you and learning more from you about this subject.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on significance of Sonmarg Tunnel project. The participants were Deepak Das, journalist, and Niharika Bhumwania, anchor. This program is produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.